And here's something else, Bob. I have 8 different bosses right now.
Beg your pardon?
8 bosses.
8?
8, Bob. So that means that when I make a mistake, I have 8 different people coming by to tell me about it. That's my only real motivation, is not to be hassled. That and the fear of losing my job. But you know, Bob, that'll only make someone work just hard enough not to get fired.
Fresh out of the principal's office. And wow, what an epic adventure. I had to follow up. And I already talked to my boss about my unforeseen absenteeism pertaining to my daughter. And then the boss's boss was so irate that I take time off. And I guess they just had an extra grind. So they said, you know, get into my office. I want to talk to you about this for about 2 hours. And they go about doing business and talking. And sure enough, they bring up my situation of me leaving all the time. And in particular, saying that I leave all the time when my boss is not there. And I took offense to that because it implies that I'm trying to cheat the rules and I'm not being responsible about my job and what I do. And I think that that's something. But, you know, my boss, God bless her heart, my boss's boss is somebody that likes to trigger you, likes to get a reaction out of you. That's just the way she is. She, you know how some managers and some people that run offices just have to have it uneasy? They just feel keeping people on edge and kind of cleansing them or ranting, whatever you want to call it. If you do any of that, they're comfortable with that. It's the same way as coaches. You have your Nick Sabans that make everyone uncomfortable. Then you have the rah-rah buddy coaches. And obviously the guys that are more strict and more assholes tend to be the ones that have more success. And I think with my boss's boss and the principal, as I like to call her, it's somebody that runs in that same mindset. And when she had me come in, it was something that she was just not comfortable with me leaving. And she said, listen, you cannot be leaving like this at 3:00. I need you in that chair from 8 to 5. I understand you come in early. I understand you come in on the weekends. I understand that you access from home, but I need you in that chair physically from 8 to 5. Well, you know, that was didn't go well. Well, we just had a agree to disagree type of debate there, and it was okay. And I understand that she is just not happy that I'm having to leave early, that I'm having to go do things. And she had a problem with me, as I mentioned in my prior podcast, leaving early about, you know, taking care of my daughter. And I had to explain it to her. I said, look, you know, this was not something I planned. It was something spur of the moment. It was not unexpected as far as having the options that we usually have around that time that were not available. And, you know, I had to explain to her the situation that, look, I was supposed to have her for that whole week. You know, Jazz's mom was nice enough that her parents went ahead and helped me out and took her for a couple of days. So, I mean, I was very helpful of them. They don't have to help me, but they do. And, you know, and then I had to hold on to, you know, do my responsibility, my fair share for the rest of the week. And it just happened to coincide with my boss's time off. And that was the thing that I was trying to tell my principal, was that, hey, I was still working from home. I was still taking phone calls. I was still helping out. I was still involved. And I still come in on the weekends. That's the one thing people ask me about my job. It's like, man, do you go on the weekends and work in that line of work? Yeah, I do. And, you know, she was just ranting. My principal was ranting about, well, you need to be here. And, you know, you're a supervisor. So even though you're 8 to 5, you know, your responsibilities reach outside of that scope. And it's not as if I don't know that. But people think that the line of work I do and in the segment that I'm in is very easy. It's supposed to be chill out. And the one thing that I would say about what I do is that it doesn't pay you what a lot of my friends get paid at this stage in life. A lot of my friends make twice the amount that I make, for sure. But the trade-off that I have is that I'm able to come and go. I have fringe benefits, great insurance, great vacation. And think about it. I still have lots of time off. So this is a situation where someone wants me to be there, even though I come in the mornings, I come in on the weekends, and I log in remotely. They just have an extra grind. They don't like me, and that's fine. it doesn't bother me. But I think it's funny because she was trying to say that she understood the plight as a parent herself and a single parent. And I had to explain it to her that, look, being a single mom is different than being a single dad. It's night and day, okay? And the reason I say that is because with single women and they're having kids, there is a tribe. They connect. They help each other out. There is a level of comfort and understanding between one another because most of the time the women are the ones that are entrenched in that world. They are the ones that are heavily involved in taking care of the child. And the man is either non-existent or just barely visits or cuts the check, whatever the case is. Well, here I am, and I'm doing all of those things as much as I can within my time frame. And I don't have parents. I don't have family here. I can't go to my best friend or my besties, right, in town and say, hey, can you go pick up my daughter? She hangs out with your daughter, so go ahead and pick them up, and then I come over afterwards. I swing by. It doesn't happen. And I was trying to explain it to her, the principle that, listen, I can't bring her into work. She's a pinball. Well, you know, I'm sure we'll make an exception. I'm like, well, we could make an exception, but it doesn't make any sense for me to bring her in. It's not going to be good for everyone here. And it was funny because everything that she was trying to throw at me, I was just counterpointing. And she just couldn't say anything. It's like, you know, I understand the responsibility, but we all have it. And I'm like, no. I mean, show me how many single dads are out there doing what I do. I want to know. I haven't met them yet. They all have a relationship. They're all with somebody. The ones I know, especially at this stage. But no, I understand. There's very far and few in between the guys that I am. So, but I think it was very sad to know that you're principal at work, the person that is there and it's a mother herself, doesn't care, doesn't quite frankly have a hoot about your responsibilities and your duties. And I think the only way I can equate it to people that are listening, especially the females, is as if, think of a female that is going to work, cutting the checks, and the man staying at home. That's the equivalent. Obviously, the woman will be involved to some extent, but at the end, she's the one out there providing, and that's the role that I'm playing, not within my dynamic of a relationship, but what I do as far as my responsibilities with my child. It's something that very few dads do. If they do it, they have a tag team effort going, meaning with the significant other or their spouse, whatever the case is. And they're all living together in the same household. See, I don't have that. And I haven't had that for, it's going to be 5 years now, into, you know, coming up in April. And so I don't understand why people are giving you a hard time at work. And this is something that I've been doing for years. It's not something I just started doing. So it was just some, you know, I talked to a buddy of mine, and he said, and he's one of those guys that he wants to always play devil's advocate. And I was explaining to him everything. And he goes, oh, she just has an extra grind. It'll blow over. It'll blow over. Like, and I think that's what it is. But, right now what that tells me is that I don't think I'm going to be there much longer, unfortunately. As much as I love the job, as much as I love the ambiance and the people I work with, it's going to be something I have to move on. Because at the end, if you're putting me to make a decision about being a good dad and going to work, that's just not going to even make any sense. That's common sense to me. I know what I'm picking. And if it means that I don't make the money that I can make or have the flexibility, whatever it is, that's fine. But I have to be there as a parent. I have to be attentive to my responsibility. I grew up in a world myself where I did not have a father figure. And my mom was not very nurturing and very loving. And I told myself when I grew up, I said, you know what, if I have kids, I'm not going to show them this world. Whatever I experience, I'm going to do the total opposite. And here we are, chronicling, journaling all of this, and all these thoughts that come with this journey of parenting. And I'm doing this for my little one, and because I love that, and she deserves that. I brought her in. I gave her the gift of life. That's an enjoyable thing for me. So I have to be around it. I have to support her. And if the principal at work doesn't like it at all, and we agree to disagree, I just said to her, look, I'll try to figure something out. But, I mean, as of now, I can't do it. And I understand her point. There, when my boss is not there, I have to be there. But again, don't make it seem like as if I'm trying to deliberately leave. And I had to explain this to her. It's one thing if I was out partying in Vegas, if I was out there partying in South Beach, right? If I was taking this time off to do something on a personal basis, I told her I'm not doing that. If I'm sick or have an accident or I'm with my daughter, that's the reasons why. And I had to explain to her that, look, I make sacrifices too, as far as for my boss and for his balance in life, because there are times where he has to go do things. And I think that's part of the teamwork effort that I like to embrace and I like to be a part of. But when they're trying to tell you that your parental responsibility needs to go below your responsibility in the workplace, then that's not a work environment any of us want to be a part of long term, right? I mean, it just forces your hand to make a decision. And I think for me, the writing is on the wall. And obviously, we got out fine and nothing major happened after that. It was a good blow up for an hour, hour and a half. But I had to fight there and it got pretty loud because this person really didn't want to comprehend. I can't make that choice for you. Sorry, principal. I can't. I never will. And it doesn't matter if I have to scale down to be a janitor or a teacher and my salary is slashed in half and I have to live with a roommate, you know, to survive in this area because it's so expensive. That's fine with me because at the end of the day, I don't have to answer to nobody but my little one. And that's how much it means to be. I'll scale down on lifestyle. I'll scale down on whatever it is. I'll file for bankruptcy if I need to, whatever the case is. But it's not something that I will be at peace growing and knowing that I wasn't there as a parent, and I always will be. And that's the only luxury I have at this point. But if that's going to be taken away from me or people are not going to be understanding, and especially a female boss, that's the thing about it. So you ladies out there, you would understand if it was a female, but if it was a guy, but it's a female. So that lets you know the kind of personality I'm dealing with. And it was just very disappointing to hear her say that I deliberately take time off when my boss is not there. Okay. Well, I strongly disagree with that. And I don't know what else to tell you. It is what it is. Well, we'll keep this train moving because at the end, I'm not going to be stopped. It's all about things happen for a reason. I was talking to my boy A-Train about that. It's like, yeah, you know, you're right. It's like, you know, things happen for a reason. So I'm a big believer of that myself. So whatever happens, happens. I got my experience. I got my education. So I'll land somewhere if I go down that route. But it's very fascinating and saddening, to be honest with you, when you have people that you work with and don't understand challenges of life and challenges of parenting, especially as a single man. That's the part that I think no one can understand when you don't have family, you don't have anybody to rely on, and you as a man have to try to also play that role of being an active parent. The odds are stacked against you, and I'm living proof of that. So it was funny because I was telling her, do you want me to get married? Is that what you want me to do so I can have somebody help me out? Because, you know, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, you know, I'm not going to be in a commitment with somebody just for that. And I know men that have done that. And that's not me. It never will be me. And, you know, kudos to all you men out there that raise your kids on your own without any help, meaning with no parents helping you, with no friends helping you. Because, you know, us boys, man, there's no freaking way you're going to leave your kids with another man. Because it's not that you don't trust them, but it's more of they have a hard time babysitting their own kids. How the heck they going to babysit yours? And I know for me, and I have no rush of her being older. I'm enjoying every day, every moment, every opportunity. I mean, I'm snuggling with her, and I'm going to surprise her today because I'm going to let her sleep with me. Yay, snuggle up and be reminded of the beauty, man, of my child and what I've created. And for anybody that doesn't have kids, man, it's a great gift, man. It's a great gift to have your little spawn to know that part of your DNA and part of who you are runs in this little creature. and you see some things that are part like you, and then you see some things that are totally out of left field and you don't understand where they come from. But again, it's DNA. So some of it is wired. Some of you is wired within her, and it's a beautiful world. I can never get enough of it. I love my little munchkin. And to the principal's office, I took off. You know, at least I didn't get the pink slip. It was more of a, you know, you better get your act together. And that was one thing I want to say lastly. They're trying to throw stuff at me as if I don't do it. And it was interesting because she was like, why you don't do? I've been asking for these reports and it's been a year and I haven't gotten them. I'm like, well, I've been doing these reports. I give them to my boss. And if he doesn't give them to you, then I don't know what to tell you. Well, you need to do this and that. And I'm like, well, I've done those things. Now, one of the things that has been going on is a lot of stuff is thrown at my plate and I don't complain. So I think that overall, it was just more of her having an axe to grind and complaining and trying to understand where I came from, what my thinking and the things I did. And at the end, she didn't agree with me leaving at all. She was even telling me to move closer. I'm like, great, let me go ahead and give my daughter an epic commute, which is an hour plus drive in the morning and then after school, right? I mean, that's really fair to her. So I make the commute myself. But, you know, these are the things that when principals and bosses are not in that stage, or they have other people, or they've had a support group of some sort in their trials and tribulations, they can't relate. And I can't try to relate with someone's plight. And if they're doing something that I feel it pertains to their children or to their family, why would I impede into that? Why would I go ahead and give them a hard time? But I guess, you know, some people are the favorites. Some people are the pet dogs. And then you have the people like me that are always in the doghouse for doing what I think is right, which is being an active dad, being there for my daughter, and enjoying every minute of that life.
I said, I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit. And I told Dom too, because they've moved my desk four times already this year, and I used to be over by the window and I could see the squirrels, and they were married